This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. In St. Boniface, Winnipeg's French cultural hub, the red carpet rolled out for Mentus, the opening film of Sentimental 2025. Crowds gathered, popcorn in hand, for the kickoff of Manitoba's annual celebration of Francophone cinema. As the doors opened on October 10th, festival coordinator Melanie Bedard says she could feel the excitement in the air.
And it's just that kind of change the atmosphere where you're thinking, okay, people are actually taking the time to come out and see what we're doing, what we're putting together, and they're coming to enjoy French cinema, which is amazing.
The festival runs over 2 weekends, featuring French language films from around the world, including Les Barbares on October 17th, and a full lineup of programs throughout the weekend. Now in its 34th edition, the festival has outlived 2 theaters, adjusted to shifting venues and audiences. Vice President Marc-François Tremblay recalled these past 3 decades.
At the time, it was quite different because we had big reels, 35 millimeters. It was completely another world. And we made a deal with the Cinémathèque. So we started at the Cinémathèque of Winnipeg, and we worked with the Winnipeg Film Group, Dave Barber at the time, and we were able for at least 10 years to be there at the Cinémathèque.
With growing interest in French language films, Sentimental needed a new venue and found a new home at Portage Place.
Portage Place, they had a big theater, so that was possible there to go and have 300, 400 people. And sometimes it was sold out. So it was quite amazing. Those years, those were the years where people were so hungry and willing to see movies that they were ready to go to see a movie in French with English subtitles.
Then Portage Place Theater closed. Sentimental once again had to find a new location, moving to Town 8 Cinema, which eventually closed too. With the switch to digital formats, the festival found a lasting home at the Centre Culturel Franco-Manitobain. The longevity and fortitude of Sentimental are prime examples of the love and excitement for French culture in Winnipeg. The festival is a cultural statement, explained Bedard, who reflected on the historical significance of celebrating the French language in Manitoba.
Not a lot of people know that French was actually abolished by our government in our school systems. Some of our grandparents had to hide their books, had to switch boards on the walls when inspectors came to make sure that they were singing God Save the King and praying in English, pardon me. And so it's this preservation of something that was literally being taken away from us. And so to be able to speak the language and do things culturally to be able to celebrate that is truly important for us.
The opening weekend, which had an attendance of 667 entries, also featured special guests, including Montreux actor Monica Pilon. This was Pilon's first time in Winnipeg, and she said she was excited to learn more about the city and enjoy the film with audiences, especially one of her favorite moments from filming.
It's a dense scene where he sees me and I want my character want attention. That was a really good filming this because it was scary and I needed to like loose it up and just go for it. And I think it's my most favorite scene of the film, and I'm really proud of it.
Pilon noted that the first time she watched the film, she was terrified at the premiere, not knowing what to expect.
So I was sitting with my very beautiful dress and all the people, like a lot of people, and I was, okay, what are we gonna see? I don't know, and I'm scared. But the second time I saw the movie, I saw the big picture, but the first time I was like, oh my God, oh look at my face, oh no. And I was like too, it's analyzing and stressful, but the second time it was better, and I said, okay, it's great.
Having actors at Sentimental adds to the experience, said Bedard, creating a greater connection between the film and its audience.
Honestly, it's cool to be able to look at the screen and then look beside you and the person's actually sitting there. But it's also very, it's an attraction for our public as well to be able to say, hey, I like what I see. I like the way this film is produced or written or the acting. And they get to actually interact with someone who's behind the camera, which is an amazing plus for us.
As Cinemental looks towards its 50th anniversary, organizers are optimistic about the festival's future and the continued growth of Francophone culture in Manitoba. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.